From the mean streets of Essex, England, to your phones and smart speakers around the world, this is the Daily What.
This is the Daily What. Record-breaking Daily What today, groundbreaking. I am recording a Daily What the day after a Daily What. So it's essentially daily at the moment, right? I haven't done that in probably 3 years, something like that, when I'm recording the day after I recorded the previous. And I told a bit of a lie on yesterday's show. Hey, liar, you're a liar. I said, they're never going to go out on video, nothing like that. I changed my mind today. This isn't going out on YouTube, but I've noticed there's a feature where I upload this onto Spotify for podcasters that you can upload videos, video versions. And it takes the audio from that video and distributes it to all of the other podcast hosts like Apple and all, etc. Just the audio version, but the video version is available. So you could, if you're listening to this on Spotify, you can actually watch this, I think, if it's going to go to plan. I'm going to submit the video. So, yeah, you'll be able to see. If you prefer to watch the show, it'll be there. If not, the audio will just come from the video and it'll be exactly the same as listening. I may as well just do it. If it's there at no cost, I might as well do it. So, it won't be going on YouTube and nothing like that. So don't get, don't start saying, it wasn't, because it isn't. I wouldn't take the risk of the sort of shit I'm going to talk about on here. So today we're going to be talking about long COVID. A new report comes out on long COVID this couple of days ago. Found that. Riley Gaines. Recent appearance on Joe Rogan. Going to be getting into some of what she was talking about on there. Also, some other drivel towards the end of the show. We'll know all about that. We know the Daily What. We know what it is. Yesterday's show went down very well, which is why I'm doing one again today. Probably was a little bit too more whingier than I wanted to be yesterday. I wanted to get my point across. Things frustrate you sometimes and you just come out with them and you kind of go a little bit over the top in hindsight. But I'm not making any, but I meant everything I said. It's just probably the way I said it weren't so nice. And a couple of people asked me, oh, have you Lee fell out or something? I wasn't slagging Lee off on here. I was literally saying, like, trying to get the point across just in case people think that, like, the burden is shared and I'm only doing half the fucking work. And I was just pointing that out. You couldn't fall out with Lee. Who could fall out with Lee? You fall out with me easily. People could easily fall out with me, but Lee's a great guy. I've got no issues with Lee. As I said on yesterday's show, people thinking that potentially I have now, because no, don't talk twaddle. Anyway, so we're going to start talking about COVID then, long COVID. So this was, there's an article here in The Guardian, which is like the woke newspaper of the year. It's just called the newspaper of the year, but I call it the woke newspaper of the year. Time to stop using the term long COVID, as symptoms are no worse than those after flu. Queensland's chief health officer says. This is obviously an Australian, potentially Australian Guardian. Don't know, hang on, swig of tea. So it says here. And just want to point this out, right? Before I get into this article, I've never said COVID didn't exist. Like, we've got to say this again all the fucking time. I've never said COVID doesn't exist. I've never said it was never a thing. I've never said anything along them lines. I said there was an overreaction to COVID. That's always been my position, and my position has never changed. But with the long COVID thing, the long COVID was used to justify vaccination of children. Oh, they're not going to get ill, but they're still at risk of long COVID. Long COVID's devastating, blah, 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 blah. And I know people that were very ill after COVID, and it was put down to long COVID. But at the time, there was a group of people in the medical profession calling it post-something disorder or something, post-viral something or another. I can't remember the exact name, but they were saying it's no different to if you get the flu and you have a really bad bout of the flu, then you will get your body won't return to normal for some time. That was laughed and called misinformation by lots of people. And here we are with this article now, a few years later. Long COVID may be no different from other post-viral syndromes, that's what it was, such as those experienced after the flu, according to a new research from the Queensland Health. From Queensland Health, no the in there. The lead author of the study, the state's chief health officer, Dr. John Gerard, said it was time to stop using terms like long COVID. We can have to use them now. He's saying that, stop using it. All right, then, we'll go with that. Is that the science? We'll do that now, then. Because they imply there is something unique about the longer-term symptoms associated with the virus, and in some case, hypervigilance, whatever that means. There are different definitions of long COVID, but the World Health Organization defines post-COVID or long COVID as occurring in people still experiencing symptoms 3 months after their initial COVID-19 infection, when those symptoms can't be explained by an alternative diagnosis. So if they got something wrong with them after they've had COVID, it's always COVID for the next few years. This microphone looks really short sitting here like that. It doesn't look like that in reality. Do I look short sitting here? I don't know. The study surveyed 5,112 adults who had symptoms of a respiratory illness and underwent PCR testing between May and June 2022. Of those, 2,399 were positive for COVID-19, 995 positive for influenza, and 1,718 negative for both. A year after the PCR test, participants were asked about the ongoing symptoms impairment using a questionnaire delivered by SMS link. So they just basically texting it out to people, filling this. Overall, 16% reported ongoing symptoms a year later. Were they the ones that just wanted to be off work, though, for a bit longer? And 3.6% reported moderate to severe impairment on their daily activities. The results of the study, which Gerard will present next month at the European Congress of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Diseases in Barcelona, found no evidence that those who had COVID-19 were more likely to have functional limitations a year on compared with those who did not have COVID-19. The 3% of the study participants who had ongoing impairments after COVID-19 infection was similar to the 3.4% with ongoing impairments after influenza. The study also looked at specific symptoms in the patients who had moderate to severe impairment and found in both patients who were COVID positive and negative, the same percentage, 94%, reported one or more of the commonly reported symptoms of long COVID: fatigue, exhaustional symptoms, exacerbation. People think British people are super intelligent. I'll get to that later. I'm struggling to read that simple words here. Brain fog and changes to taste and smell. Do you remember that when everyone's going, can you kind of taste and smell? Well, that was like, if you haven't got that, you've definitely got the Rona. That was one of the things that they used to go on about, right? Gerard said that long COVID may have appeared to be a distinct and severe illness because of the high number of people infected with COVID-19 within a short period of time rather than the severity of long COVID symptoms. We believe it's time to stop using terms like long COVID. They wrongly imply there is something unique and exceptional about the longer term symptoms associated with the virus. This terminology can cause unnecessary fear and in some cases hypervigilance to longer symptoms that can impede recovery. So that basically stay in, don't go out, long COVID, and you'll be ill for longer because you can't go out and just live normally. In a press conference on Friday, Gerard said, I want to make it clear that the symptoms some patients described as having COVID-19 are real, and we believe they are real. What we are saying is that the incidence of these symptoms is no greater in COVID-19 than it is with other respiratory viruses, and that to use the term long COVID is misleading and I believe harmful. Yeah, then it goes on and on a bit. I'm not going to bother reading the rest of that, but you get the gist. So this was the reasoning for children being vaccinated all over the world. Long COVID. You might not think they're at risk, but they're at risk of long COVID, is what they said, right? These people. And now they're saying that long COVID ain't really, it's never really been a thing, which is weird. So what does everyone say to that? Everyone that said follow the science, are you now going to continue to follow the science or are you going to finally be forced to let go of your vice-like grip of long COVID to justify your decisions that you made during COVID? Oh, I suspect if I know you people, I suspect you will cling to it and say, there's just one paper. There's only one. What about Fauci didn't say that, so I don't believe it. Like Fauci, the god of all doctors. What happened to Fauci, by the way? I don't even know. Did he piss off down the sewers with the rest of the rats? Not really sure what happened to the old Dr. Fauci. Is he still the... if he's Biden's doctor, he's doing a terrible job because I could diagnose dementia there. Speaking of that, Trump ain't doing so much. Has anyone seen Trump's speeches lately? He's slurring and getting everything all mixed up all over the place. So moving on to... before we move on, what do you think about that? Do you disagree? Did you have long COVID? They're saying you didn't now. They're saying if you'd have had a bout of the flu that was as severe, you'd have had long flu. And this other thing they was talking about called long vaccine. They turned that like that. If someone had, so basically what they're saying is if you have a bad reaction to a virus, a vaccine, an illness, anything, and you're severely ill with it, you will have a long recovery process. I thought we already knew that. So what's the big deal about long COVID? Maybe there isn't one now. Maybe we're finally going to get there. And next time there, when there's another pandemic, which will probably be shortly, the next few years, I'd imagine, we won't be pinning things on long anything. Riley Gaines then. So if you don't know who Riley Gaines is a swimmer from the US that basically is a hate figure around the world now because she refused to toe the line regarding the Leah Thomas stuff. So Leah Thomas was a biological man that transed, whatever you call it, but I think without the operation, just basically one day said he was a female now. And he's entering the swimming. And all of these women, Riley Gaines was one of the top swimmers in the country. I don't really know whether she still swims. Don't know if she's been cancelled out of there with these views. But she was on Joe Rogan a week or so ago. And I watched it, and it was very interesting. And you can't not, regardless of your views here, I would love to hear an argument against what Riley Gaines was saying, because she was literally saying that she worked hard. They were swimming all the time, trained like all of her life to try and win these, to really excel, realizing that obviously women can't compete with men, with biological men, but in the women's category, which is why women have got a category, so they stand a chance in sports, right? And I'm not being anti-women. I'm very, very, very pro-women. That's why I have these views. I know there's going to be people out there going, you're not pro-women. Find somewhere where I wasn't pro-women. Women have had a really tough time. Women that go out with their friends of an evening and get pestered by fucking idiot men. Hey, what, darling, and all that shit. I've got so much sympathy for women. Women have had a really tough time. Feminism, I think, went a little bit far with all this man-hating shit, but a lot of men deserve to be hated, to be fair. Like, I slag off men and menist things, whatever you call it, on this show probably more than anything else. Listen to yesterday and you'll know what I'm talking about. The way men behave is embarrassing. As a man, it's embarrassing to me but to hear blokes talk the way they do, because you know there ain't nothing like that in the real world. They're all fucking whipped at home with their missus and they're speaking respectful. Blokes that disrespect women because they're bullies and they think women are sexual objects should just think about how would they feel if that was your sister, your mum, your wife, your girlfriend. Like, being treated like that, the way you're leering at people, it pisses me off. Anyway, that's a side point. Women have had a tough time. Women deserve their own space. Women deserve to be comfortable in life. And men can do no right. The weird... I'll get to these points, but Riley Gaines was told that she just has to... that she protested, like, silently, kind of, this isn't really fair. Like, this swimmer's come from nowhere, Leah Thomas, and we've all just been told we've got to accept it. We can't speak out against it, otherwise we're transphobic. We're not allowed to say anything about it, otherwise we're transphobic. And another thing, I don't even give a fuck about trans either. Like, trans, do what you wish. But it's when people are applauding the erosion of women out of everything that they've worked hard to get, you can't, surely as a sensible human being, you can't say I support that. Surely you can't, right? She was told she just had to accept it because you don't want to be a transphobe, you don't want to lose work opportunities and whatnot. They then had a timed event or something from around the country, and Riley Gaines got exactly the same to the hundredths of a second, the exact same time as Leah Thomas. And one of them had to get the trophy and they gave it to Leah Thomas because it was a better PR opportunity. And Riley Gaines was told to just accept it. You're not going on the podium. We're giving it to her. And at this point, she snapped and she was openly and honestly saying if this hadn't had affected her, she probably wouldn't have caused the fuss that she's caused about it. And that is the problem. People are just... You can't even call it cowardly because we're all a little bit cowardly when it comes to this stuff because you know, we all know that if you've got a job or whatever, there's a certain, we all know that everyone really thinks the same. We know that people see justice and injustice in this. And we know that everybody really agrees what's right and what's wrong, but we have somehow all been allowed ourselves to believe that everyone else doesn't think that. And that your boss would probably fire you or something, or people are frightened about saying certain things, when your boss probably believes what you're saying as well. Like, totally, totally agrees with you, but can't say it, so going to fire you because it's not the politically correct thing to say. And when you're talking about, like, when women were being... held up on that International Women's Day the other day and all this sort of stuff. People were, the same people that were applauding that and angrily attacking men and now angrily supporting men as long as they're wearing a dress over the women they were once supporting. Like, what happened to that? How did we get there? Like, why can't we support women? Why can't we say women's sports should be for biological women? It isn't fair to let men enter biological women's sport. What the fuck? It's insane to me. I don't understand it. Nobody's saying trans rights are not human, right? No one's saying that trans rights shouldn't exist and that people shouldn't be everything they want to be. But let's be realistic about women. Women deserve respect. Women deserve to have their own sports. Women deserve to have their own spaces. Like, I really don't understand the argument against it. Like, and the way she was talking was like, what they were saying to her is she knew everyone that was saying it to her didn't believe it either, but they've just got to pretend they all do. Otherwise, they're somehow being transphobic by it. Like, what about womanphobic? It's just weird. Like, and women out there, I implore all women, please speak up about this if it bothers you. Don't stay, because men, people like me really can't say anything about this. You're just a bigot. You're just pretending you like women because then you could get to be, I hate trans people. Fuck off. I seriously couldn't give two fucks what anybody's wearing or what they identify as. But I do care about people having their life's work destroyed because somebody that was 400 or so in the world wants to come along and win. It's just weird to me that people are just told to accept that. And she's honest enough to say that that she wouldn't have kicked up a fuss about it if it hadn't affected her. And I think that's the problem. I think most people, they won't speak up until it affects them. But this sort of thing is going to affect everyone eventually. Like, you... people need to say, let's be real. Each to their own. Let's support everybody's rights, but not at the expense of everyone else's rights. Like, that's surely the sensible approach, right? Like, surely it is. I don't fucking know. Who knows what you're allowed to fucking say anymore? Anyway, that went a bit too serious there. I got another observation from my gym, right? And it's this. Now, yesterday you'd have heard me talking about the blokes that give it all the big and about watching the football and the woman ain't gonna stop me watching the football and all this sort of shit. Right? Well, I've noticed another thing about the toilets and changing rooms, locker rooms, gym rooms, whatever, is that when there's only one person in the locker, like my locker, the locker rooms at my gym, you go into it and there'll be like loads and loads of lockers everywhere, and it's sod's law. Everyone fucking knows that wherever you want to go to, there will be one person in that enormous locker room, and he'll be in the locker next to you. So all this shit will be all over where you want to go, right? Well, when this happens, without fail, I mean, I'd like to say without fail, I would never do this. I'm sure there's other people like me out there, but you will go and say, sorry, mate, can I just get to my locker there? because you need to get there. All this shit's everywhere. And they say, yeah, yeah, sorry, mate. Ha, 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 like, big polite laugh, whatever. It is what it is. People are a bit nervous, aren't they? But then to show you that they're not fussed in any way, they will always do this. Like a non-tune. Why do they do that? Like, why? All you're showing me is that I'm making you feel uncomfortable by standing there. I'm very close to you. You're half naked and you're a bit uncomfortable that I'm getting now going to get changed this close to you. You could have moved down a bit further. You didn't want to. I'm not uncomfortable. I couldn't really give a fuck. I'm not whistling. What's the tune? It's never a tune you know, is it? Like, it's never a tune that you recognise. They just make it up. Like, if you could say, like, you know, like when you download music and it's like the most downloaded song this week is number one or whatever. If you could download the tune that people do when they're uncomfortable, if that was, if you could see how many times that happened over the week, that would be number one. What's number one this week? Ba 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 bum ba la 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 la. That's it. That'd be what's number one. What the fuck is that? You're just making... I want to stand there and I'm getting changed. Well, what's that tune then, mate? Sing the rest. What's the words to that one? Just making a shitty tune up. It's bollocks. Gets on my nerves. And you go and have a piss or something, right? You go into the toilet and someone will be standing there. They'll be two urinals or something. I think I ain't going in the cubicle. I'm just going to have a piss standing here or whatever. And people get uncomfortable because you're having a piss next to them. So they go, la 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 la, la la la. All right, mate, you might as well just shout out, I'm really uncomfortable, go in the cubicle, please. That's what you might as well shout out to me rather than making up this nonsense tune that no one knows. It's just, la 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 la. What? The fuck is that? I mean, even if that was a real tune, it wouldn't be, oh, this is a toe tapper. I just can't get this one out of my head. La 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 la. Yes, you can. Sing something else. Fuck me. At least sing a song. Then I might believe. I still won't believe you. I still know it's because you're nervous. The other thing I was going to talk about today that annoys me is Britishness, right? So the perception around the world of Britishness. I watched a program today and they went to a British tea. It was in America. And they went to a British tea place or something where you have tea. And they act like, I've got a cup of tea here. This is a cup of tea in my hand, right? I'm just drinking it like that. It's a normal mug of tea. Same as you'd have a mug of coffee. It's getting a bit cold, actually, so I better try and guzzle it down. But they had all this shit china, like the China tea sets out and stuff in this place. And, like, people go into this place like it's what all British people do all the time. I've never drunk out of one of these China tea sets in my entire life. And putting their pinky finger up while they're drinking. And trying to do a British accent. Like, you'd think that we sound like the royal, that we all sound like the royal family over here. We all drink that out of these shitty little cups, but you have to, like, pinch your two fingers together to even get a grip of. Put your pinky up in the air, the little salsa that you drink. And we all eat these stupid cakes off these little, like, we have that here. We have afternoon tea, it's called. But it's as novel as it is in America or anywhere else in the world. It isn't the norm. And another thing, like when British people that are out there listening to this, when you go on holiday, breakfast for you at a bed and breakfast, at a full English breakfast, sausages, beans, hash browns, bit of fried bread, eggs, and fucking bit of a black pudding and all this, right? British, English, full English. They have a full Scottish in Scotland where they put white pudding on as well as black pudding. And then they have like a Welsh breakfast. I don't even know what that is. They've fuck knows what. They just call it a full Welsh breakfast. And it's all pretty much the same thing. But when you're at home in your house, you don't eat that shit for, you have cereal or something or nothing. You don't have that. But when you're away, it's like, oh, I want a bit of fried breakfast. Like, you insist on it when you go somewhere. You go abroad, you go to Spain or something, you go bars and bars all down the street, all down the strip, wherever you are, the resort. With full English breakfast. God, going out for breakfast. If you was at home, you wouldn't be eating that shit. So we're playing into it. That people think English and Britishness is something, and we go along with it. Like, we're all broad. Oh, yeah, that's us. English breakfast, we're all going to eat. No one eats a fry up in their everyday life. If anyone's out there listening to this, and you eat a full fried breakfast every day, you're the only one I know, but let me know if you do that. Because I don't know anyone else that does that. But with the pinky thing and the Bond voice and all this other bullshit that people come out with pretending that that's what we do. We don't do that. Do I sound like that to you? Do I sound like fucking King Charles or any of these dickheads? What's happened to Kate, by the way? Don't know. Yeah, I think that's all I wanted to talk about today. It's 25 minutes. That'll do me. Daily Watt, thanks for the new subscribers out there. People actually got the message. Please subscribe to this if you're in it for the first time. Whatcast is the other show we do with a K. Go subscribe to that as well. That's myself and Conspiracy Lee most of the time. Also, Whatcast Patreon, patreon.com/whatcast for all of the feature-length shows, all of the deep dive shows. Yeah, YouTube, Whatcast. Whatcast@gmail.com, blah, all the plug. But mainly, I'm pushing this one at the moment, the Daily What, tell your friends, etc. Cheers, and I will see you next time. It won't be today, it'll be tomorrow, but you never know. See you later.
You have been listening to the Daily What. Follow on social media at Whatcast with a K, and listen to the Daily What and Whatcast wherever you get your podcasts.